Hi, and welcome to the Expansive Business Podcast. It is great to have you back with us. If you've been with us for a while, then you'll know that we are on our last episode for the year today. This is episode number 95. We are getting so close to that 100 episode mark. I can't wait to hit it. If you're new here, then it's great to have you join us as we challenge the status quo, banter about life and about what it means for individuals and organizations to really approach the future with an expansive mind. My name is Eric Kruger. I'm one half of the Expansive Podcast. And with me today, as always, as for the past 95 episodes, is my ever elegant co-host, Mr. John Sonne. John, brother,
what's happening?
How are you?
How's it going, everybody? Great to be here. Getting close to that 100 mark. You never thought that this would be happening when we first started recording this podcast. And, you know, consistency is the name of the game here. And it's been a fantastic journey so far. Thank you for all the listeners for joining us so far. What an exciting 2021 it's been, and here we go into closing it off again, and here we are at another end of year event, podcast. My God, can you believe it?
If you don't know yet, this is the last episode that we are recording for the year. However, we are not going to be leaving you high and dry. Even though we're switching off the mics for a bit, we're going to be replaying our top five most downloaded episodes for the year during December and into Jan. We're taking a little bit of a break from the podcast so we can come back strong and recharged in 2022. And we're going to kick off the new year with an episode that's always, I guess, one of the most downloaded, which is our word for the year. Have you been thinking about that already? Like, is there something in the back of your mind that like might be like, this is going to be my word?
I haven't landed on it yet. Okay. So I don't actually know what it is yet. But it's yes, I have been thinking about it, definitely. You? Have you?
Actually, this morning for the first time, when I started going through the past year. Yeah. So I think it's only like clicked for me today, to be honest. So we release a new episode every week. Like I said, during December, you can still catch them. So we would love for you to subscribe, to follow us on Instagram, on LinkedIn, Facebook. And whatever is your favorite podcast player, you will be able to find us there. So today, before we get into the topic, our topic for today is 2021. Looking back, the did list, reflecting on what has been, what went well, what didn't go well. And to be honest, I'm really excited for this episode. I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to share, like what was highlights for you, etc. So before we get into that, obviously, like some news, and I think the only thing to really talk about today, what feels like the most pressing and relevant, is that there's a new variant on the SA shores.
I don't have to cry to laugh. I don't know if that's a cry or a laugh anyway by myself. Like, I heard about it last night and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Look, we knew that there was going to be a mutation, a fourth spike, and here it is. I was reading that the reason it comes from South Africa is that there's the AIDS epidemic has weakened the immune system of many people in South Africa. And so the mutation happens easier with weaker immunities. But yeah, I mean, it's a sad case. And the fortunate thing is we have summer here, not winter. So we're not in the European sort of state, even though Europe, also some countries are going back into some level of lockdown and shutdown. So look, everybody who ever spoke about this always spoke about four spikes. And let's remember that the third spike, nobody closed borders. There was a minimal border closure. So I'm hoping for the best, because as I've been in Dubai recently, it's really just busy. Everybody's doing PCR tests everywhere. In Holland, friends of mine were in Holland recently, and there's PCR tests on the streets everywhere for free. So I think it's just about managing it, being careful around it. But I think we've realized that it's really tough closing borders. It's really tough closing economies. It's hurting people a lot. And so we have now understood ways to manage it. And so I think it's a bit of a hit, but I think more so than anything else, it's just for us to become a little bit more focused on managing it and having the test done and engaging with people more carefully. What are your thoughts on it?
It's a weird time of the year that it's not winter, so that's good. But at the same time, it's like
December.
So party, everyone wants to go and party, you know? And that's why we thought like December, you'd probably see some spikes because people are going to get together. And at least from what I've seen, people are a lot more relaxed around each other these days, you know, which is natural, I guess. But of course, what that means is that it increases the chances of these things spreading. And then the more lax you become, the more the infections increase, and then the more they increase, the more we get like locked up again, and then the more we get let out of lockdown, the more we relax, and then like it just becomes this like cycle that continues down. But what I realized as well is that, you know, I'm writing the leadership manual for next year. It's coming out sort of mid-Jan, and initially I thought 2022 is going to be this amazing breakout year. Maybe like there's like some hope that, you know, 2020 was like the crushing year, 2021 was the stabilizing year, 2022 is going to be the year of like, yes, like out of it, let's go. But it's actually just, it's the year of like truly starting to coexist in a world that is just incredibly disruptive all the time. And you might have another wave, you might have another wave, like who knows, you know. So 2022 is the year to just learn to coexist with chaos.
Well said. I like that. Yeah. I mean, I think I saw on Instagram that the great recalibration is the name of your manual, right? Yeah, I like that term, and I think that idea to recalibrate as quickly as possible is really flexibility. It's adaptability. It's agility. Is to actually become okay, and not actually become okay. To look at it as a skill to say, well, how quickly can I recalibrate and. Yeah, that's very, very different to the way our brains like to operate. And it's almost like developing new software for our brains. And just reality is forcing it upon us. You know, every time you think, I mean, look, remember, 2020 was the idea that 2020 was going to be the biggest year for all of us. And, you know, we had to be adaptable with that. And 2021 was like, okay, we're going to be fine now. And then again, we're still in lockdowns in some places. So, yeah, this is what it is. This is where we are. But let's start reflecting back, because it hasn't been all bad. And it's funny that, you know, you came up with this theme because when I was flying to Durban a couple of weeks ago, I just took my phone out and I've been working on feeling envious. I've been telling you this in private and we haven't really spoken about it. And it's funny because every time I mention it to anybody, they have a bit of a giggle, because we all suffer from a level of envy and a level of jealousy. It's just, it's human, right? And so I've been working on that with a numerologist and a healer around my lineage and my perspective around envy. And the antidote to envy is gratitude, is celebration, is celebrating others, being grateful for what you have, so that you don't have the time to be envious. They're almost like opposing energies, right? So with this going on in the background for me, and it being a theme for me to be working on, I took my phone out on the plane and I just started writing so many things that I could be grateful for this year. And so I have gone through this exercise just recently, not too far back. And so when you made the decision, when you made the suggestion for this being the theme, I thought to myself, that's a really great thing. And I've kind of done it anyway. And I think it's a really good thing for us to unpack and to share and to get people to also think about their did lists. Mm.
So we're going to go through four different categories, right? So what went well for the year? What didn't go well for the year? What was like a real highlight from the year or highlights? And then how did you live into your word of the year? Because I think that brings us full circle. Since the first episode was word of the year, how did that actually play out? Because we're also trying to convince more and more people to engage in this practice actively every year. So I think it's good to revise how it went. So where do you like to start? Should we start with what didn't go well? And then from there, we can just focus on all the highlights and what went well and word of the year. Where do you feel like going from here?
I can't remember my word of the year. What was my word of the year? I can't remember it now all of a sudden. What was it? Yeah, well, that's not a good sign at all.
That's not really convincing people. I mean,
we spoke about it so much. All of a sudden, I remember yours was focused attention, or what? Calm attention. What was it?
Relaxed concentration.
You see, and I remember yours, but you don't remember mine. This shows a lot about this friendship. I don't know what's going on.
Well,
what's going on here, Derek?
Well, let's get moving, and then I'm sure it'll pop up for us as we start speaking about it.
I can't remember it by the end of this podcast. My God. Okay, I just got a blank. I don't know why. Okay, good.
All right.
Let's go.
So let's start with what didn't go well, because I think let's get that out of the way, and then we can focus on all the better parts of the year. So what didn't go well for you this year, apart from not being able to remember your word of the year?
Wow. I mean, it's such a big question, and it's something that I don't focus on, and I don't think about what didn't go well. I guess, you know, the thing is with things not going well, for me, it's how quickly can I turn that into a positive? How quickly can I learn from it? How quickly can I engage with a healer, a coach or something that can give me some insights into that. I think, okay, I'll tell you what didn't go well for me. I hit a massive slump after doing the Ironman in July. And July, August, September in Cape Town are dark months. The sun comes up very late, goes down very early. And I took an affinity to cake. And I just started eating a lot of cake over that period of time. And I love cake. And Woolworths has some amazing cakes. And Woolworths is 250 meters from me. And I have money. That combination is very dangerous when you're going through a little bit of a slump.
Yeah.
And you have Uber Eats where you can order Krispy Kremes. They can be with you in 35 minutes. So, yeah, I think my slump, what didn't go well for me was, and I heard about this post race slump that you have after an Ironman. And, you know, you always think about it and think, nah, not me. I mean, I'll be fine. Jeez, did I hit a slump, man? It must have been a 2-month slump where I just couldn't get myself out of it, you know? And I couldn't meditate. I wasn't meditating. I was eating rubbish. I wasn't exercising. It was cold. It was dark. I was almost like didn't want to get out of bed. And it's weird to think about it and talk about it because I don't think I really have spoken about it openly because, I don't know, when you go through those little, like I don't know, there's depressions or bouts of sort of low energy, especially being doing what we do, is not something you speak about often. So yes, it was a dark time, both literally and figuratively for me. I've been working since then to try and lose all that cake for my gut, but it's going well. I'm doing well.
And subsequently, you stopped doing triathlete or like triathlons altogether. You are just focusing on health and like sustaining that, right?
Yes. I've not given up. I've just thought, you know what? I don't think it's for me. I think that it was fun. I did it and a box ticked. And let me just make sure that everybody, you see this. This is the medal. If you see it on screen, I'm tapping the mic right now, the medal. So I've got the medal. That's all that matters. So yeah, and I'm done. Just I've got a personal trainer now and I'm eating well. So that's what it is. What's yours?
Listen, I want to commend you though, because it was a formidable feat to accomplish. Because, I mean, I saw you go through the hell of training for the triathlon.
It was hard.
The reconfiguring of your diet. Yeah. You know, like, there was a lot involved in it and a lot of hard work. So, yeah, very well done for setting that goal and seeing it through.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah.
What didn't go well for me. Look, I think personally I found that 2021 was a more challenging year in business than 2020. Okay.
Yeah.
For some reason. It felt like 2020, we had this like destruction, this imminent destruction and rapid destruction of the future that we thought we would have. And then there was a reaction to that, you know, we kicked into gear. We were running Think Weeks and masterclasses. Well, let me just speak for myself. Like I was running Think Week. It was going well, like building into organizations. We were doing international talks together. It felt like there was a lot happening because people needed to figure things out and you know, there was the energy to find solutions at the time. Then it felt like 2021 was just more of a slump year. Like we kind of got out of the reactivity and like it was just like in the dip, like in the slog of things, you know? And I just personally felt that the year didn't accelerate the way I thought it would in my own business. I'm probably going to end the year more or less at the same revenue mark than I did in 2020. And obviously I wanted growth for the year. So like, in a way, like that feels to me like it didn't go as well as it could. I mean, you could also say that, oh, well, like it went well enough that you're hitting the same revenue mark as before. So I get that it can go both ways. But I didn't feel like the year had the energy that I was hoping it would have coming off of 2020. But I can also see why that would be the case. And then the other thing that didn't go well is that, you know, we had this like intense harassment thing that happened with us earlier in the year. And it's also something that I haven't really spoken about. Maybe we'll do an episode about it.
Cybersecurity episode.
But it was an intensely like stressful period. Even till today, like there's still like
PTSD.
You know,
on
I've been
it.
Letting it
yeah,
go,
you
but
PTSD from it. Yeah.
You still have those little triggers, you know? Yeah. And I was just showing you beforehand, so like on screen now, you guys can't see, but I have these little UI keys because like I'm just more and more aware of my like cybersecurity. And I want to make sure that I do everything I can that I'm covered at any base. Like, I don't want my social media being hacked or my emails being hacked. I don't know how often you get it, but I frequently get stuff like someone from Ukraine tries to log into your Instagram account or like someone from the US accessed your Facebook account. And they can't get in because there's two-factor authentication. But even that, can actually be like hacked. Like they hacked Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter. They hacked his two-factor authentication. So out of stressful things and challenges always comes a lot of growth. And I think what it's done for me has made me a lot more aware of just cybersecurity in general. And I recommend everyone go get these little keys for themselves. So that's what didn't go well for me in the year. Let's talk about what did go well. So kick us off with that. Like, without like necessarily like the highlights of it, like what just was like good about the year for you?
I think the overarching idea is my deep gratitude for being financially okay to see out another year of just like you said, you know, the year didn't really boom in our careers. And so for me, just having the financial stability to be okay with it not rocking like it did, and then also making a commitment to learning crypto and exposing myself to decentralized organizations more and more, I think those two things really have given me such solace in one, I don't have to stress like I have for many years of my life about money. And then the second thing is learning a new financial system and also always being adverse to learning numbers. You know, I was with Run last night for dinner and he was saying to me, it seems as though you came late into crypto and you're always on top of trends. And I said, you know, Run, I knew the crypto trend. I'm scared of numbers. I was scared of numbers. It's because it's not the way my brain works. And so when it came to financial situation, that newness, I was like, shit, this is not the way my brain works. So now I have to learn numbers. And so I made that commitment to myself. And I'm really like proud of the fact that I've made that commitment. I've got trading platforms. I've got cold storage. I understand it. I'm trying to help set up a school with Banter. So I'm really getting involved with it and enjoying the process, you know, and in that same space, not having to stress about, you know, paying rent and food and travel and that sort of stuff. So those two things in broad terms, making a commitment to learning something new actively and not having to stress, I think are very, very pertinent to being okay with so much change. Because the first thing is you don't want to panic. And the second thing is how adaptable are you to new information? And so those two pockets for me are what I'd like to think about as the positives from 2021.
I actually resonate with what you say about the numbers side of crypto. And when I was listening to when we were speaking offline about it, like you found a way that now works for you, you know, where like it still gets to play to your strengths, but it's not. And I think that's what people need to consider with all these new avenues and new technologies is like how do you still bring your own strengths to that instead of just like being overwhelmed by it?
Yes, exactly. Well said. Because there are ways you can be in crypto where you are all about the numbers. And you also can be in crypto where you're just on the broad idea of understanding it in a better way, you know? And that's kind of what I've done is I've gone broad. I don't have to go detailed because that's just not the way my brain works, you know?
So what's been well for me this year, I think the first thing is this podcast has gone well, right? Like we are... another year of being very consistent. What do you mean?
You know why? You know, it's so funny because I felt bad that I didn't bring it up. You know, like if you speak to like your spouse and you're like, okay, darling, like, you know, how's everything going? She's like, my highlight's been this relationship. And you've just gone through your top five things and the relationship wasn't anywhere near the top five. And you're like, oh, shit. Yes, you're right. Actually, the podcast as well. So that's why I said it. Sorry. That's terrible.
Yeah. Signs. I think it went very well. We were very consistent again for the year. We've had like broad range of conversations. I think it's been a stable year for the podcast as well. Like last year we were quite a bit in flux, trying lots of different things, which was good. But this year has been quite stable. Like we've been slowly thinking about what is the next iteration of podcast look like without rushing to anything. And we've fine-tuned the process. We've become much better at the process. We brought Gideon and Disrupt X on board, which outsourced a lot of the other things that we need to deal with. So I think it's just been a more professional setup. So that's been good for me. What also went well is that my book is now very close to completion, which has taken a long time, but it's like I'm in a good space with the book. It's close to being done, so it should be out in 2022, finally.
Congrats,
And then, you know, I'm very happy with the progression of my business, counter to what I was saying a bit earlier, just in how it's evolved. So let's say revenue is one thing to decide. How the business has evolved this year and how my brand has evolved with it, I'm quite happy with that too. I was doing a breakdown of my business, and it's amazing how big a portion of my business this year, actually 70 to 80% are just learning experiences. You know, where before it would have been mostly speaking and coaching, learning experiences now take up the majority of the work that I do, which is actually perfect.
Like,
I've really come to like it. So, so I think those are the things that kind of went well for me this year. And then highlights. Let's talk about your highlights.
I think traveling, you know. I think the biggest highlight was to go to Italy, Latvia, Lithuania, back to Dubai, just coming back from Dubai. The highlights are always for me being exposed to new people, new experiences, new communities, learning, adding value, and just like feeding off new people's energy. And I was recently at a dinner on the 55th floor of the Astoria building in Dubai. I mean, these things only really happen in Dubai. So, and we get in there and there's people from France, from Brazil, from Libya, from Morocco, from Yemen, from, you name it, Lebanon, all sorts of people, right? And all of a sudden they pull out some musical instruments and they start jamming. But I'm saying it was mind-blowing. These people were so talented, and they were just on a whim started singing songs they've never practiced, they didn't even know each other. And watching this and seeing the creativity and feeding off that energy, and there was just so much love and so much joy. And it was just sitting in Dubai at a friend's apartment, and they just popped up. And I thought, you know, this is really what traveling is all about, is really exposing yourself to different types of humans, different type of experiences. And so being on stage again internationally, working with the Abu Dhabi government, which is always a wonderful thing, and just really experiencing some new magic. And the audiences are very, very reactive because they've also been suffering from lack of engagement in the public sort of space, you know. So I think travel and live audiences have been my highlights, without a doubt. And this podcast. And this podcast have been...
Good recovery.
Let me start again. The podcast and we learn. Travel and going in front of a live audience. Oh my God, I need help. I need help. Somebody help me.
So on my side, I think I have to put number one as getting married. I think that is, it's good for my health to put that as number one, but it also is definitely the highlight for me of the year. It ended up being a lot, far removed from the ideal situation of getting married. We got married at home, in the backyard, but it was also in its own way special, and we had the two pups with us. They were the best men on the day, so it was good, and that would be the biggest highlight for me. Then also the fact that we're getting to move to Cape Town, that feels like a very significant highlight. It's I think it's part of the entire transition that we are going through, right? And this is just the next evolution, the next step. And then one other highlight is, you know, I often find myself thinking, how weird is it that companies trust us with all this information that we share and all the people that we get access to across the world, right? And it's a big responsibility to bear that you are going into organization, you are speaking to 500, 600 people at a time, and you are sharing these ideas with them. And that's going to have a big impact on the company down the line, because you are influencing people in certain ways. And I'm often I can't believe people trust me to come and do this kind of work. And it's always when I think back of it, it's actually every engagement is a highlight in that way, that you are fortunate enough to come and share research and insights and stories in that way.
I never thought of that, actually. Now that you bring it up, it's we helping organizations restructure themselves, rethink how they come across, change their sort of perspective on what they're doing and how they're doing it. And yeah, that is a huge responsibility, actually. Thanks. I didn't even think of that. Maybe I should take this more seriously, is what you're trying to say. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, you're right. It's like it's restructuring. Yeah, that's wow. That's so interesting. That is such a great highlight to think about, is that to be grateful for having that opportunity to go in there. And also, look, the other thing is, I suppose you have had some formal training, but not really in keynotes and research. Nobody trains you on that. I mean, your master's in coaching. But when it comes to this research, I've got zero qualifications. All of it is self-taught. And I suppose, you know, the thing is, Eric, I think it makes sense what we speak about, and it lands in a process that there's not a discussion about it. It's like, look, this is what's going on. This is how we need to deal with it. This is what I'm doing, trying to deal with the same issues that we're all having. We're all in the same boat together, you know, and these are the things that I've picked up. And often, like even with the Abu Dhabi government, they were saying to me, so how do we prepare our teams for the future? Like, what are the things that we need to do? And the answer is so simple. It's like, I dedicated an hour in the morning and an hour in the afternoon to listen to lectures for the future. There's actually nothing else. There's like, what else are you going to do to prepare for the future? There's no magic formula. The magic formula is expose yourself as often as possible to information that makes your head hurt so that you can express yourself in a different way, be exposed in a different way. And it's quite simple, but them to make the leap from a know-it-all to a learning organization, or a know-it-all person to a learning person, that's the leap that we all need to be taking, you know? And so, yeah, it is a great responsibility, but I guess we just do it in our stride without realizing it. I couldn't imagine doing anything else, to be honest. That just makes so much sense. So lucky us that we get to do this.
Yeah, lucky us.
I think just to wrap up this podcast is, you know, to create a did list. What did we achieve? What were the highlights? What parts of what we did this year do we want to bring over into next year? And just to spend some time being grateful for the ups, the downs, and to realize that all of us are alive watching this world change at such a rapid pace. And of course, it's not easy, but giving us ourselves the opportunity to flex this new muscle, flex this new experience, flex this new opportunity to reinvent, recalibrate, rethink. And it's both daunting and exciting. It's both scary and just so much opportunity. So that it's a two-pronged approach, and it makes it even more important for us to keep our focus clear.
Have you remembered your word for the year?
I cannot believe.
Oh, does it still come back to you? Well,
reinvention, man. Reinvention.
There we go.
Of course, reinvention. There we go. I do have my word for next year. It's just dawned on me. I do have my word for next year.
Reinvention.
Remembrance. Yeah, remembrance is my word for next year. Memory is my word for next year. No, reinvention. And yes, have I stuck to it? What's your? Have you stuck to yours? You have actually stuck to yours.
You know, what I realized is my word was never a live into like every single day kind of a word. Like, it wasn't like a permanent state to be in. It was more of a callback. Like, this is the journey of an entrepreneur. And we had this conversation many times in the past year that, you know, like you get to these points where you're like, is someone going to book me like ever again for a keynote? You know, is they like, are we going to have work? Like, is my business going to grow and survive? And then in those moments, like, you just need to sit back, breathe, and like, just trust the process and do the work, right? And so relaxed concentration was that for me. It was like, okay, it's not necessarily where you think it should be or where you want it to be, but just come back to focus and just do the work, just breathe through it. And then inevitably, like, literally like a day later or a week later, things just come flooding in again, and you're like I can't keep up, you know. But that's what it became for me, was like more of a fallback into it kind of a word than a, like, this is the driving word for the year.
I think that you used to stress a lot more, and I've seen you stress a lot less. You are a lot calmer in many ways. So congratulations, because I've seen it, I've witnessed that. And I think as far as mine goes, I definitely am. Right now, again, I'm reinventing again my whole website, my offerings, also just getting involved more with crypto and decentralized organizations. So yes, in a constant process of reinvention. And I look forward to talking about my word for next year now. Now that I've realized I do have one, and I know it exactly, because a lot of my passwords have changed. You know, I always change my passwords with my word of the year. So, and always obviously add many other things to them. So whoever's listening to this, don't go try and break into my bank accounts.
I was going to say.
But my passwords are always like linked with different dates and different ideas around it. But it's a reminder for me to keep rethinking about that word, you know.
You can tell me about it offline.
Yes.
John, I think that brings us to the end of the year for podcasting, dude. It's been a hell of a journey again. It's been great. Even though you didn't list it in your top five, it's still I still really enjoyed it, and I think that many people found a lot of value in it.
It's obvious that one of us enjoyed it more than the other, but we won't be pointing any fingers here.
It's always a very sad affair of a state when that happens.
Oh, that's so embarrassing. Yeah, no, it's been fantastic, Eric. It's really great. Thank you to everybody that listens to our podcast. You know, while I'm traveling, people say to me they're listening to the podcast, and it's always such a surprise, such a delight. So thank you for everybody for joining us on the journey. There are so many podcasts out there. We like to keep them short, sharp, and to the point. And I think you guys appreciate that. So thank you, everybody. Thank you for all the messages. Thank you for all the, you know, thank you for just being involved with us and building this community with us. And we've got some great plans for next year, and we're looking forward to sharing them with you to build more community, to add more value. And we look forward to connecting in 2022.
That's it. Until then, until 2022, be well.
Ciao.